Good afternoon. Good afternoon, Milwaukee. You are now back punched in on the lunch break on the Truth 101.7 FM, live from the 3rd Street Market Hall located in downtown Milwaukee. We're broadcasting live from the American Family Insurance Studios, man. How y'all doing today? I hope all is well. Hope y'all feeling good. Hope you got something nice, hot, and ready for your lunch. We got something we cooking up today, man. But make sure you follow us on YouTube. Follow us on the YouTube channel. That is the 101.7 The Truth on YouTube, where you can catch all the shows live. Also, make sure you check out the MilwaukeeCourier.com. And also make sure you check out the replays on blackcivicmedia.com. Did I get that right that time, Zach?
I don't think so.
I don't think you said you don't think so.
I've never heard of Black Civic Media.
Okay, my bad. All right.
We getting there.
So you going to tell me what to write?
You just combine Milwaukee Black Media and Civic Media.
Okay, there we go.
Just go to 1017thetruth.com.
That works too. All right, y'all. Shannon, tell the people where they can find us.
Make sure you guys follow us on Facebook. We're growing a nice little community there at the lunch break. Also follow me, maybe Shannon, on all platforms, M-A-Y-B-E-S-H-A-N-N-O-N. Ray, make sure you shout out your social media too, just in case the people want to interact and keep up with Ray.
Oh man, keep up with Ray at Ray Nitty, R-A-Y-N-I-T-T-I. That's on all platforms, and you can catch me on YouTube as Ray Nitty as well. Make sure y'all subscribe and like our pages, man. Man, how you feeling, Shannon? How's your day going?
Man, it's going. Had a rough start. You know, I got the puppy. Look, she's very demanding. She's in a teenage phase now, so she be giving me a run for my money.
Man,
she's big athletic dog, teenage phase. It's like actually raising a kid.
Speaking of run for our money, Shannon, it's been a lot of news and money talk in the city going on, man. We've been following the money. We've been following the money. A lot of the money. Today we're gonna be talking about some other key points that was highlighted in Michael Jekyll's. He released another piece, rather, not necessarily about the food truck bans this time, but what we would like to discuss is the backdoor deals and the secrecy behind this food truck deal, right, and how it came about, but also talking about how does this impact Milwaukee on a greater aspect? Because that's just one deal, right? Think about all the deals that we may not even hear about in this city that impacts us as taxpaying citizens and so forth. And we found one of those deals, Shannon. We found one of them deals, and we're going to serve it up on the lunch break today. But before we get into that, man, yesterday was pretty dope day, man. Yesterday was pretty dope, Shannon. We had a pretty amazing show. Wrapped up some topics. Anything you want to touch on before we kick off today's show?
No, I'm just happy Michael had a chance to drop by. And like he said, it's not a complete win yet, but it's a win on the way to the victory. So I was happy he was able to stop by with the puppy and just touch on that a little bit. So that was dope. We definitely got a chance to talk Giannis's trade and what's next for the Bucks and what he did for the city. And, you know, I think people are hurt but hopeful when it comes to that. So, yeah, I think we did a pretty good job yesterday wrapping it up and touching bases on other things. What about you, Ray?
Man, my day is good, Shannon. My day is good. Shouts out to Not a City Girl. She says, good afternoon, lunch break. She also says, Shannon and Nitty, I hope you both are having a great day. Thank you. We are having a great day.
I know that's
day.
Right.
Man.
We love seeing her in the chat.
I know. She keep us in check, too. She wasn't easy on us in the start, but she stuck it out with us. Man, you just said something. Hurt. What'd you say? Hurt but hopeful. Is that what you said?
Hurt but hopeful.
Hurt but hopeful. Yeah. I like that. To take us into, we want to get back into some of these key points about the makings of this food truck ban, right? And stay with us because we cooking something here, y'all. We cooking something here. And we want to show you all how a lot of these different things happen in the city and we end up footing the bill. So what we do know, right, Shannon, the ordinance, it was the 10 p.m. curfew, food trucks downtown, entertainment district. We know all of that. Sole sponsor was Bob Bauman. Passed Common Council 14-0. That was and signed by the mayor April 22, 2026. Filed 2 days after a fatal shooting on Water Street. Dylan Jackson, who was 22, was killed. All right. Undisclosed developer. This is where it gets interesting at, right? I don't know this developer personally at all. Have no reason to. I just want to educate the people on how things like this happen. So, undisclosed developer, who is Kendall Brunig, I think that's the name, testified in support, identifying as only as an MSOE representative. Did not disclose that he was part of 15 Sunset Investors LLC, a residential project a block from the zone and an opportunity zone fund formed 3 months ago before the ordinance and second restaurant in the area. Now, what people don't know about opportunity zones are areas that are deemed where people get certain tax breaks for developing in these areas. So that's essentially what an opportunity zone is. So even that in following the money is interesting because it was the opportunity zone fund formed 3 months before the ordinance. So just following it, y'all. And a second restaurant in the area. 7 months earlier in the city board application, he disclosed all of this in writing. On record, the food trucks themselves are not the problem. So, what's the problem then? Then supported restricting them anyway. What was the alderman connection? Brurig sat on the city board, bid number 2 in Bauman's district. That is the downtown. Is that the downtown bid? We'll just call it bid number 2. Because that's the number that they go by. Bauman's district for 20 years. So since 2005, he's been sitting on this board in the district. And if you know anything about boards, they kind of influence. I don't want to say control. I got to use my words wisely. They influence business developments in certain areas. And speaking of boards, we're going to have Chair of the Board, RP, on the show coming up in the near future to talk about some very important things. But as we continue, in a separate case, Bauman-backed, this is another case now, we got to follow the money. Bauman-backed Brunig zoning change for a Menominee Valley property twice after the city staff recommended denial twice. So before Brunig even owned it. Bauman says the food truck ordinance was introduced basically in response to MSOE. Now, who was left out of this meeting? Official hearing notice went out April 2nd and went only to common council members and city staff. Zero food truck operators. Operator Alma Juarez found out hours was changed via text while asleep. Council member Charlene Moore, who called into the lunch break. You know, they ain't credit us. They ain't credit that in the article, but it's all good. Council member Charlene Moore later apologized on air, and we commended her for that, really, because it takes a lot for an alder to say, like, you know, we didn't have enough information, and we still voted on it, and that was not right, and I apologize for that. And she called in. We didn't ask her to call. She was listening to the program and called in and decided to do that herself. She apologized on air for voting yes, not knowing and understanding the ramifications, trusting automatic privilege. So this is where it gets interesting, right? Shouts out to our Collector's Rain says, what's good, Ray? And gosh dang shit. All right, y'all. All right. Let's stay focused.
Look, we trying to follow the money.
what's good, Ray, and gosh dang, Shannon. Like, you say what's good to Shannon, too. All this.
I just want to say, hey.
Fraternizing. Look, stay focused in morning? Class, no. y'all. Right. Anyway.
Back to the money, Ray. Back to the
back to the money, man. Where it stands now? Oh, no, no, no. Let's go back to automatic privilege, right? So she was trusting automatic privilege. And that automatic privilege is a thing that when they say essentially, oh, you know, you just don't vote against what the alderman in that district votes, or you don't try to dig too much deeper in the happenings or the findings in the district of another alder. Doesn't matter if it's going to be impacting the city on a larger scale. You know, that's automatic privilege. You mind your business. And you stay over there
basically
mining.
Basically just trust that they're doing what's right for their district, which you would hope, but...
Which you would hope.
People do what's right for them pockets. That's what they like to do.
For their own pockets and for who's greasing their pockets, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know? Yep. So... as the shea butter slides, automatic privilege. It creates room for a lot of these, I don't even want to call it backdoor deals because they be writing it down. It be on paper. It be in the minutes of these board hearings, right? But because we don't dig and research and listen, and we got so much noise going on, maybe, Shannon.
Yeah, going away. But nobody's digging deeper, like you said. Nobody's really going through and doing the work. And like you said, there's so much other noise happening. There's a million other things going on around you, and people just trying to get through their 9 to 5.
Yep.
And then you hear, like, by the time you look up, it's too late to even do anything about it.
Absolutely. Actually... This is a good time to go to a break, Shannon. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere, y'all. We are diving into the money on the lunch break with Ray Nitty and maybe Shannon.
This is what my tip say. Hey, money, yeah. Don't be blowing me up. Ain't getting no.
If it ain't about the money.
Ain't no use to you ringing my line. Stop wasting my time.
If it ain't about the money.
Nah, I can even hear what you say. I ain't finna do.
You know what you should have played was Where My Scam At.
Welcome back, y'all, to the lunch break live on the Truth 101.7 FM, located in downtown Milwaukee. If it ain't about the money, is what automatic privilege said. Moving along, maybe, Shannon. So, where things stand at right now, right? We don't got much time today, and we got some more money to find. This is where it's going to get good at, right? Where it stands now. Mm-hmm. It was a lawsuit. Ishmael versus the city of Milwaukee challenged the ordinance June 12, 2026. Evidentiary hearing. City's own experts witness said no data link food trucks to crime. June 22nd, judge granted a temporary injunction. Curfew blocked for now. Case continues. City can appeal. That's where it's at right now, right? Bigger picture. Here's a bigger picture. And this is what I'll be having a problem with, right? They used violence. They said real violence on Water Street was used to justify an ordinance with no real evidence linked to food trucks. They used black people, rest in peace to the person that lost their life, to fluff up the policies that they want to push to enrich their own pockets. These are just my opinions, not the opinions of the people that run this station. And I'm just having a conversation with you, Shannon, because I guess we got to do stuff like that now when you're talking about the truth. And you trying to educate the people.
Nah, that's crazy.
So, yeah, these are just my opinions. These are just my opinions. Because I don't want no aldermen going after the station because of me. But They used the violence of our community on Water Street to justify an ordinance that impacted other minorities. Mm-hmm. Small, often immigrant-owned businesses, you feel me? Absorb the cost of a process built on undisclosed relationships and minimal public notice. This how they push your stuff through. And they using...
We already get blamed for everything else. Look, they like, look, let's wedge another war on them. How about that?
833-212-1017 is the numbers to call. We following the money today, y'all. We following the money today on how politicians has used Milwaukee and the pain of Milwaukee to prop up their own... Let me not just say politicians. That's not fair. Let me walk that one back, Shannon. That's not fair. Not just politicians. I'm going to say people, organizations, industries, developers use the plight of black and brown people to pad their pockets. And it's other things that go on. We have to ask the question, Shannon. What other deals you think out there, Shannon? You think that's just the only deal?
Man. If this is the only one coming to light, like it is just because we have somebody on the inside doing the digging and giving us this information, it makes you wonder what else has been like blamed on other people. But really, it's like, wait, this don't even make sense. A lot of times it's like you said, they want to pad their pockets, but they need a reason to push things through. And I guess the low hanging fruit is, okay, well, this is a problem, right? Y'all want to fix the problem, and they just hope nobody looks into it. Like, wait, when did food trucks become an issue? Yeah. This one, they probably just did it very sloppily, where people know, and I ain't never seen a fight at a food truck.
So it probably was like, you know what? We've been able to get away blaming everything else on blacks. Let's use them for the food trucks as well. It's too much violence down here. The poor blacks are coming down, starting fights. So we got to close down all the food trucks, so they can't afford. They can't have anywhere to buy cheap tacos.
Right.
Wow, that's crazy.
No soup for you.
You know what I'm saying?
No soup for you.
It's as if they think like we only like black people only go downtown to shop at food. Like, first of all, cut it
out. Fight and get food.
It's insulting. It's insulting and it's disrespectful. We're gonna go to the line, Shannon. We got the caller. Caller, how you doing? You live on the lunch break. What you eating on, man?
Man, I'm doing awesome. I'm passing on lunch because I had a pretty late breakfast today. And I'm out shooting my jump shot, man. I'm 59, I'll be 59, and I can still hit the three. I can dunk once or twice a year, so I'm doing pretty well.
Man, you can dunk. That's what's up. I ain't dunked in my life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, once or twice a year. Basically, you can't say it, but I called so I could say it.
Okay.
They told a. Can you say damn on radio?
Well, you said
it. Yeah, I say it all the time. They told a damn lie in order to paint a certain picture about these food trucks. And I hope that you continue to be the journalist that you are and follow the money because, you know, just like they can make up and create narratives and use their very broad imagination and the media, I think we can do the same thing because it's very logical to think that if you're a restaurant in that area, Water Street, that's a brick and mortar, and maybe you're losing some revenue that maybe you might, you know, grease the pockets of somebody who might have a vote on this issue.
Mm-hmm.
And I respect the young lady for calling and apologizing, and I think personally on her behalf, she'll probably be more cautious with her vote because, you know, we put people in there to do exactly that, to take accountability when they make a honest mistake, and her honesty I really respect, and I hope going forward she would encourage others to look into things before you just vote, you know, a certain way, because sometimes it does harm the people. But I'm really happy to hear you guys talk about this topic and keep following the money because like on Fridays, you know, maybe the aldermen don't have to worry about them being the dog catcher. You know, maybe the station at some point might be the one hopping on they, what Brother Al would say. I won't say it on the radio, but, you know, if they're down their line and doing harm to people who are trying to make an honest living, you know, then that's not what we put them there to do, and they deserve to be fired. You said Bauman is the alderman who initiated this, right?
Yeah, that's who proposed it. Was stated. Yep, that's who proposed it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, so maybe he needs to be looked at a little more closely since he puts the microscope up toward black people.
Maybe the caller. You said it, not me. And, you know, I just want to make sure that they know that the caller said it and not me. We gonna clip that up and use it again in the future that the caller said it. We got time to take this caller, Zach, or should we go to break real quick?
We're good.
All right, we got another caller, Shannon. White Widow, how you feeling? You live on the truth.
I'm okay. Yeah, I've been there. Okay, well, all I got to say is that, number one, what's the tax revenue of these food trucks? You know, who's watching the money? Who's getting the taxes, number one? Number two, it must be nice to set up shop without having to pay for the real estate, number two. Number three, you know, all I know is if you, you know, get money under the table, it's real easy to go down to UMO's, get yourself on the stamps, get yourself some health care and Section 8. I walked them streets for 5 years, 2025 advocate, 101.7, yoo-hoo, and all I know, I got no sympathy. We need to start checking that, and monies need to go into our inner city and the black people. 40% black in Milwaukee. We need to staff the professionals. We need to staff the skilled trades. We need to staff the schools with 40%. And that's, you know, I'm done with this immigrant. I'm done. You get $400 worth of food down at UMO's. If you're illegal, you go to Milwaukee Pantry, you get $40. Here's a, what do you want? A pack of hot dogs? Feeding America doesn't even dip into our pantries.
I think you generalizing a lot of these food truck vendors who may be actual legal citizens. I think that's a pretty inconsistent thing.
Show me your papers, because I...
That's enough for that. We had enough of that. Thank you to White Widow. You called in acting exactly like your name. I can't believe that. We talking about taxpaying citizens. Look into their taxes. Look into this. We talking about elected officials doing backdoor deals, and somehow she still want to blame immigrants. That's what we talking about right now. We following the money. And you still want to blame black people and immigrants and welfare and all of these things for policies and backdoor deals that put poor people in worse positions.
It's actually what they want to happen. Like, blame each other. Don't look at what we doing. Don't look at the millions and billions we playing around with. Go argue about them $400 in stamps.
As if they don't have to
that
pay for a permit.
That they're getting.
She's like, oh, it must be nice when you don't got to pay for the real estate. Like, you know they got to apply for a permit. You know they got to get a food license. What she think? They going down to UMOS and putting the food on the food truck?
Bruh.
I'll be lost at the audacity of some of these people. The nerve. The nerve of you. I'm sick of these immigrants. What? Because they got attacked for having a properly owned, licensed, and operated business. We talking about corruption in the city, but you want to blame it on violence and immigrants. That had to apply through a process that everybody has to apply for to get approved.
Because if it was that easy, they would have just looked into their licenses and got them off the streets. So they had to go about it the other way.
We're going to go to break then. We're going to talk about the Wisconsin Center District, how Milwaukee gave up its hotel tax in 1995. Let's see if she want to blame this on immigrants as well. Don't go anywhere, y'all. You live on The Truth 101.7 FM. This is The Lunch Break with Ray Nitti and my homegirl, maybe Shannon.
Bruh.
Don't get it back.
I got a question for the president. We've been working, where the hell you been? Pull up, you better think again. What's the day without a Mexican? Hey, yo. Mi gente bailando, mi gente gritando.
Welcome back to The Truth. Welcome back to The Truth, y'all. 101.7 FM. It's your boy Ray Nitti and my homegirl, maybe Shannon. I can say that. My daddy, Cuban. Oh, mi padre es cubano. This ain't even a game. I got a little bit of Spanish. I speak a little bit of Spanish. We are back, y'all. We are back live on Truth 101.7 FM. Shouts out to the YouTube. The YouTube is pretty busy today. Somebody says, maybe White Widow need to get her own food truck since it's so easy and serve up some green bean casserole and see how much she makes.
Not the green bean casserole.
I'm actually a fan.
Me too.
I don't even want to find out about it. I'm
Therese
all right.
Baby says, sounds about white. Jasmine says she tripping. Collector said,
and
good
I don't
topic.
Want no green bean casserole.
Yeah, I'll eat it.
I told her in her ear, I was like, you don't know how to wobble. You don't have a dog in this fight.
Oh, my God.
I'm not wobbling and I ain't eating green bean casserole.
Man. But, yeah, y'all, we was, you know, it was just interesting to hear how easy it is for people to want to blame minorities and immigrants for things that they not even in control to. They don't even have the power to impact these things, but somehow it's our fault. And that's why I always say black and brown people are stronger together. But maybe one day we'll unite our causes and really have some greater impact in our communities. One day. But
So Ray,
go ahead.
From the information,
yep.
I wanted to ask you, right? If you can, if you're willing, right? From the information that we just went over, what can one conclude from this? Like, who actually does it, basically plain and simple, who actually does it affect and who actually does it benefit and why? Because I feel like through all the noise, some people lose the plot, right? Like, it's like, okay, I'm seeing the pieces of the puzzle, but some people have a hard time putting it all together.
Yeah, so
if you can...
Are you talking about the food truck one or the
food truck?
Okay, so in a nutshell, just to put a button on it, mm-hmm. violence, black violence was used to push forth a policy that impacted minority owned, that's the crazy part, it's not just minority food truck operators that operate downtown, but majority of them are. So you impact these people who are just trying to provide for their family, who are just trying to take care of responsibilities, pay taxes, and go back home at the end of the night. So they use violence, the plight of black people, to push forward some policies. And who was impacted the most? Minorities, immigrants, and the city of Milwaukee, because they are just destroying what our entertainment nightlife looks like and making it less and less and less attractive for people to want to visit the city. Who profited from it? I'm assuming some sort of business, restaurants, other things, people that have brick and mortars that are in that area. But we're going to put a wrap on that one, Shannon. That's a nutshell of that one. So,
okay.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. Before we go to this next one, Shannon, we have Sandra. Sandra, how you doing?
I'm fine. How we doing?
I'm doing good.
Okay. I was listening to you, and I'm glad you said what you said, because every time they deplete the city, They always blame it on black this, black don't want to work, black on welfare. And who could be on the welfare more than white people? Because there's more of them here in the United States, and we only the fourth
Absolutely.
Of it. So every time they do that stuff, I get so mad. And then when Northridge, they try to pretend Northridge left because of that guy at Friday's, he killed his wife. He blamed it on a black dude. Then they try to blame that on the black guy. That white man come from Illinois, set up shop like he was a big Christian and working with the young kids, and killed his wife, stabbed her all in her face, and then blamed it on the black man. After that, Northridge did close, but it wasn't because of black people. Every time something goes down, it's always the black, and we use like a pinata. You can just beat the pinata and beat the beads out of us. And I am so glad you said something, because when it comes to us, and some of us even bow down and say, we killed each other. I said, I didn't kill nobody.
Yeah.
It ain't no we. Somebody killed somebody.
Yep.
And they have to stop that stuff. And we have to go after the people that's rising out our cities. Our roads are horrible. Look, you can send somebody up to the moon. Elon Musk can be a trillionaire. I mean, our health, trying to deplete our health system. And then blacks are going to be affected because they went after Obamacare. Just because they named it Obamacare, that is not the name of it. It's Affordable Care Act.
Yeah.
They named it Obamacare, racist thing again.
Yeah, 100%. 100%. Thank you, Sandra. We definitely appreciate you calling in and sharing your wisdom with Truth Nation. And please, please stick with us, because we want to talk about this Wisconsin Center District tax. Not Wisconsin Center District tax. That is not the right name of it. It's the hotel tax that is now controlled, Shannon. Did you know Wisconsin had a – did you know that Milwaukee had a hotel tax, Shannon?
I did not know that. You're going to have to tell me a little more about that, Ray.
All right. So let's get into this one. So the Wisconsin Center District was created in 1994 under Wisconsin State Statute 229.26 as a public-private entity to fund and operate the city's exposition/convention and arena facilities. In 1995, I wasn't even here yet. So y'all was the ones here dealing with this and approved this, okay? So 1995.
I ain't approved it.
In 1995, Shannon, the city's hotel room tax revenue was redirected away from the city of Milwaukee. Money that we used to get from all the hotels and all of the Airbnbs and all of this stuff. Airbnb wasn't even a thing back then. So that's money we ain't even get to touch. So in 1995, the city's hotel room tax revenue was redirected away from the city of Milwaukee and into the new WCD, Wisconsin Center District. This happened the same year the state froze shared revenue payments to Milwaukee. Once again, screwing Milwaukee over. A double hit to the city finances in the same period. This is 1995, y'all. Some people pushed for this legislation and signed on for it. Original purpose, originally tied to financing what became the Bradley Center / later Pfizer Forum era facilities and Convention Center, now what? The new Baird Center. Who controls it? Who you think controls it, Shannon? Wisconsin Center District is governed by a 17-member board, City of Milwaukee Comptroller, County of Milwaukee Comptroller, two members of the majority party of the Wisconsin Assembly and Senate, two from the minority, and remaining members appointed by the County Executive, Common Council President, and Mayor. It is not a city department. The city has a voice on the board, but no direct control over the revenue once collected. WCDC owns/operates the Baird Center, formerly the Wisconsin Center, the UW Milwaukee Panther Arena, and the Miller High Life Theater. So that's who owns and controls it. I don't know if you remember, maybe a week ago, 2 weeks ago, we were talking about the now ex-CEO, Marty Brooks, of the Wisconsin Center District, who was allegedly accused of spending over $50,000 in Wisconsin Center District hotel tax money from the city of Milwaukee. that
what
we could
spend it on.
It said shoes. It said campaign donations.
Oh.
Campaign donations. Gave it, I guess he gave it back to the city, kind of.
He just needs to get fly real quick.
Gave it to some elected officials. And he also was accused of pinching the clappers of an elected official. We'll leave that elected official name.
Wait,
that's the booty pincher?
What?
Yeah, that's the booty pincher. Yeah, he was the CEO of the most recent CEO of the Wisconsin Center District. Yep.
Come on, man. You can't be pinching booty.
So he pinching clappers and spending cash. Yeah, I'm scamming.
He has some expensive shoes, whole bunch of stuff, right? So, what taxes WCDC collects instead of the city? 3% hotel room tax countywide, Milwaukee County now, not just the city of Milwaukee. The county of Milwaukee, they collect 3% money that could be coming, you know, back to the city. Plus an additional 7%. Specifically within the city of Milwaukee, total of 10% on a city hotel stay. 3% tax on car rentals originating at General Mitchell International Airport. 0.5% tax on food and beverage sales countywide. WCDC relies on no property taxes. It is funded entirely through these dedicated taxes plus its own operating income. We just gave that away. In 1995, the city of Milwaukee just signed that off. It went, some state members lobbied for it. But we talk about, the city don't got no money. We can't do this. Don't worry, y'all. Development is going to expand to the inner city. When you keep taking all the money? Cheap Bob. Am I tripping, Shannon?
That's insane. No, that's wild. That's wild. So we can't revote on this. Look.
Now you're talking, Shannon.
1995.
Now you're talking, Shannon.
Look, the adults right now. Look, I'm in my 30s. I wasn't even walking when they did that.
Now you're talking, Shannon. We're going to get deeper into this, y'all. We're going to get deeper into this, but we'll be right back first. Don't go anywhere. You are live on the lunch break. Spin that.
Hey. I know that's what they be listening to. I just know it. I just know all the politicians be spin that. Hey, I just know it.
Oh, man, y'all, you are live back on your lunch break, man. We eating good today, y'all. We eating good today. But I need y'all to know one thing. Life is better when you know you're covered. With a home and auto policy from American Family Insurance, you're not just buying coverage, you're getting an agent who helps you feel protected and prepared. Someone who understands what you've built and what you're building next. Because when your home and your ride are protected the right way, you're free to focus on your family, your goals, and your future. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly with American Family Insurance. Get a quote or find an agent at amfam.com. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin. Now go on, spin that.
Spin that, ayy.
We're talking about that bag today, Shannon.
Ayy, yeah. Rich where the gang. Bag at? No, I'm just
We're talking about the hotel tax that the city just gave up. You said something that made a lot of sense, Shannon. So what we got to do to revote on that? We're going to get to that. We might not even get to it today because we only got a few more minutes, right? But
okay.
How much money?
We're going to stick a pin in it.
How much money you think that is, Shannon? How much money? If you had to give me a guess. 833-212-1017. Did y'all even know about the hotel tax that Wisconsin, that Milwaukee gave up in 1995? Don't say you never got educated on the lunch break. I don't want to hear it ever again.
I don't want to hear that ever again.
Give me a guess,
it's
Shannon.
It's crazy because it has to be Since 1995?
I ain't even going to say 1995. Includes... Let's say 2025. How much taxes do you think was collected in 2025?
Millions, because they said the hotels, rentals, they take a small percent of food. Even like when you think about Airbnbs, like hitting their like height like recently, and like now they're falling off. But like that's so much money just not going to us.
Well, I got the numbers, Shannon, and here they go. In 2024,
brace yourself.
This is 2024. Hold on to your tacos and food truck licenses. Because in 2024, Wisconsin Center District received over $49 million in revenue.
Damn.
2024, $49 million in revenue from these countywide taxes alone. That $49 million a year is money that prior to 1995 would have flowed through the city of Milwaukee and county coffers rather than a separate appointed district.
Wow.
Am I tripping? Shall I continue?
In 2024, now imagine, please proceed.
Okay. Important caveat. The $49 million figure is the total collected across Milwaukee County. So that's, like you said, the hotel, car rental, food and beverage tax, all of that. Not a clean what the city specifically lost number-wise, but that's county-wise, right? City tax structure was created concurrent with the 1995 shift rather than simply being city revenue renamed. The honest framing is the scale of recurrent annual revenue that has been flowing to an appointed district board instead of the city general fund for three decades. I said tree. That was my accent coming out. So in 2024, Shannon, $49 million. How much you think it was in 2025? $48 million.
Man,
I ain't even gonna waste your time. I'm just gonna tell you the answer. It was $48 million.
This is wild.
$48
million.
Can
you imagine since 95 how much money?
Ah, I got that number two, Shannon.
Year.
I got that number two, Shannon. So this is a rough.
Hold on to my weed.
This is a rough estimate, right? This is just a rough estimate. It says rough, very rough ballpark. If you assume collections ramped up from something like 15 to 20 million a year in the mid 90s up to 48-50 a year, average maybe 30 to 35 a year over 30 years, you'd land somewhere in the number of $900 million to $1.1 billion range cumulatively. $1.1 billion.
Damn.
We didn't even freaking negotiate. Like, we just gave it all away. We ain't say, let's split this in half. We ain't going to give y'all the whole thing. But you know why? Because the state be trying to stick it to us. They're going to be like, we're going to take all that bread from them. And that's why the potholes can't get fixed. That's why the schools ain't funded. Milwaukee Public Schools ain't funded. That's why the education system is terrible. That's why affordable housing is through the roof. That's why our inner cities is dilapidated, Shannon. That's why
kid get lead poisoning from school?
Come on, man. Eating
in
the wall.
In Milwaukee recently.
Probably ate some paint right off the wall.
Bruh.
The food ain't no good. Might as well get you
Might
some
as well
lead
chew
poison
on
the
chips. Wall. So... Miss me with all of that. Oh, you tired of immigrants and black people? Just quit robbing the people. Quit robbing the people. This is robbery. And then somebody signed off on it. Next time we're going to dig into who approved this. Who was the mayor in 1995? Who was the county executive? Who was the state representative?
I didn't know we had a mayor before Tom Barrett.
Exactly. And as funny as that is, the views and the opinions of
literally.
Hey, Shannon, am I tripping?
You are not tripping. We need to follow the money and figure out what we can do as a community to get this resolved. Because I could use a couple extra millions.
$1.1 billion $900 million to $1.1 billion. Rough estimate. Rough estimate. But we do know in the last 2 years, it's been just about $100 million.
Somebody come and look at this.
Don't say he's never been educated on a lunch break. Shannon.
Hey.
Take us home, Shannon. Tell the people where they can find us. Give us your final thoughts. I felt like I ran my mouth all day today.
Educate.
One job.
Damn it, Shannon! I guess I'll do it. All right, y'all. Thank y'all for tuning in.
Shannon, just sit there and look pretty.
We just have some technical difficulties, but you could locate us on Facebook, The Lunch Break. Also, make sure you tune in to the YouTube 101.7 FM, The Truth. I mean, 101 The Truth on YouTube. And follow us at Maybe Shannon on all social media platforms and at Ray Nitty on all social media platforms. Catch us on YouTube tonight. We're going to broadcast live to Samo talking about the money, man. Don't go anywhere. Manon is up next. Live on the grapevine.
Manon.
Squeeze them grapes. Pause. I'm out. Pause.
How?